begin. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm backstage at Stan and Calling with Miguel from the Cuban Brothers. Miguel, you've just come off stage a little while ago after an amazing performance. How was that for you?
It was fun, Garrett. It was nice. It's always consistently a brilliant festival, Stan. It's like, I don't know, it's got a good, just a really nice feel, you know. You've got sort of different generations, three generations maybe of family, like partying together, and we always love this one. So no, it was really fun today, really nice. We're just glad to be here.
And I believe congratulations are in order, 20 years of the Cuban Brothers.
No, it's crazy. I mean, it's amazing to think. And yeah, we've been getting down for two decades. It's a long time. But you know, we're lucky guys. You know, we've been able to tour internationally and do our thing for two decades, and still having fun and still going off. It's a blessing. It's a blessing.
New album coming out and a new single just released, I Hate Hate, which is a cover version that most people probably won't know is a cover version.
I mean, oh, that's right. I mean, it's an old joint from Razzie Bailey. And Razzie Bailey was like a folk sort of old country act. Country act. Let's excuse my slight bit of thing. English is my second language. So Razzie Bailey did this joint about 1973. I always loved this song, and I was going to do it about 10 years ago, but I thought it seemed, you know, more poignant now. The past sort of 3 or 4 years has been crazy worldwide, you know, about just various stuff. I mean, look, we're not a political band, but I'm sure anyone listening can appreciate what I'm talking about. So I think, you know, I Hate Hate, it just seemed like it was of the time just now to try and put something out here. And anything that's sort of positive, anything that just putting out some, you know, a little more love without it being like a cliche, it's just, we just want to do some positive stuff and just to put that message across. And doing the video, get some puppets in there and stuff. I thought initially, oh, we're going to use puppets, but we wanted to get as many eyes on it as possible and for it to be tangible, for kids to get on the end of it as well. And the message is real. And so, yeah, no, it's good. I'm glad it's doing so well. We're getting a lot of play worldwide, you know, and it's charted in Australia and in Holland and stuff like this. And so, no, it's good times.
Excellent. And the album La Familia?
La Familia is out on the 24th of August. And it's like it's a compilation. We've got a couple of our joints on there, but it's a compilation. It's just good music. It's got that good feel. And it was just some of the joints that have inspired me for, you know, growing up. And so just to get them on a long player, and it's a 20-page booklet in there with, you know, the sort of pictures from over the years from all over the world and some stories from us in North Korea and Cuba and the States, touring with James Brown when we, you know, we did a 20-day tour with James back in the day in Asia and stuff. So there's some stories, some funny stories in there. So, yeah, it's great, man. It's nice. It's nice to put, you know, tie everything together and put it out in the correct manner.
Great. Just going back to I Hate quickly, I noticed on your Twitter feed that Alan Allen of Bridge and Allen has done a little bit of a cover version of it.
He has.
How did that come about? Yeah.
Bridge and Allen are like, they're a Scottish folk act who are very big in the 70s. I mean, they started in the late 60s, and I've always been a fan. And Alan, they're five guys, they're from the Bridge of Allen. And I thought that was fantastic that they sort of unimaginatively used that for their name. But they're just great guys, and you know, their seminal album, I Don't Know Whether to Kill Myself or Go for a Nice Long Walk, was one of my favorite albums when I was a kid. And so just to be working with them and to have them supporting us in that sort of traditional Scottish factor is just amazing. They're great guys, and you know, as one of their catchphrases, go well, go well. They're just beautiful men.
Today on stage you had Baby Bam and Hamish Stewart both joining you. How did that come about?
It was kind of I reached out to Bam. We met. We did a tour together about 10 years ago, and we got on very well. We had, you know, and so with Bam, we did a few gigs with the Jungle Brothers, and so it was, and I did a track with him called Cooking. We didn't perform it today. It's quite mellow. We wanted to keep it quite up for the festival vibe. And so I got him on the joint, and he was amazing. And so we've had a friendship, and with Hamish as well, I met him a few years ago, and he was always a hero of mine. Average White Band were very sort of a part of me growing up as well, and so I invited him to come and do some of those songs, and he was, you know, he's a really cool guy. Very, I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, to be honest, these are people who have been very instrumental musically for me growing up. So to have them to come and do a little celebration with us and to do some of these classic songs is just it's amazing. It's beautiful. So it just sort of, you know, I had pictures of these cats on my wall when I was a young guy, and so to have them come and bless us now is it is ultimate blessings. I'm a Singwe.
It did feel like a celebration out in the crowd today. And talking of celebrations, big party in London. We're an Essex-based radio station, but the big party in London at Kentish Town Forum to celebrate the yes. sort of the anniversary. What can we expect there?
It's going to be next level stuff. I mean, we've got Norman Jay there. We've got DJ Yoda. We've got us in the house, and we're going to have some other special guests that I'm not going to talk about. We've got some very special guests coming to join us. It's going to be off the scale, and it's just good to be back in the capital city, the gritty committee, Peter the Fooda. Yes, friends.
And one last question about your bandmates, Arturio and Kengo-san. Again, wearing the spandex in this heat, is there any sort of advice for people that want to follow that look?
Just to look after yourself. Cystitis is real, and usually males don't suffer from it, but I think Arturio, he got a slight sort of yeast infection about 2 years ago. And so I'm just saying to him, listen, stop wearing the 20 denier tights underneath it. Just wear the lycra. And so that's the message to anyone out there. If you're in the heat, keep if you are wearing tights, keep the denier very low. If you're wearing lycra, make sure you've got some ice or something just to put down into the areas where it might get a little bit extra hot. Gareth, you know what I'm talking about.
I do indeed. Wise words indeed, and I think that's a good point to wrap it up. Thank you very much for your time today.
Gareth, more than welcome, brother. It's nice to see you. Look after each other. And friends of the friends, stay well. Enjoy the rest of the summer. This is Miguelito saying adios and peace, peace, peace.